Are you a spiritual seeker? Do you thirst for spiritual fulfillment? Does attending church seem irrelevant to the complexity of daily life? You know, somehow the old stories of Jesus talking to Pharisees, and you're not even sure what a Pharisee is, just aren't important when it comes to paying bills or dealing with a broken marriage. Are you wondering if life even has a spiritual meaning? On Beyond Today, we're going to show spiritual seekers how to find rest.
Join our host, Gary Petty, and his guests as they help you understand your future on Beyond Today.
There's an ancient legend about a magic pebble called the touchstone that could turn any metal into gold. It was told that this pebble could be found on the shores of the Black Sea among tens of thousands of other pebbles, all looking exactly the same. The only way you could tell the touchstone from other pebbles was that it was warm to the touch. Normal pebbles, of course, would feel cold. Now, one man discovered a book that told of the touchstone. So he sold everything he had and traveled to the shores of the Black Sea. He knew if he started sorting through pebbles, there was no way to know if he might just keep picking up the same pebbles over and over again. So he would pick up a pebble, feel the touch. If it was cold, he threw it into the sea. All day long, he picked up pebbles, felt their coldness, and threw them into the sea. Day after day, week after week, he picked up pebbles and threw them into the sea, searching for that magic touchstone that would change his life. Weeks turned into months, months into years. One day he picked up a stone that was warm. It was the touchstone. And without thinking, the man, through habit, threw it into the sea and continued to pick up stones and throw them into the sea. The man was so trapped by his daily routine that his search had become meaningless. What he wanted was within his grasp, and without even knowing it, he threw it away. Are you like this man? As the daily grind of life, anxiety, the inundation of countless spiritual ideas left you lost and seeking for spiritual meaning? Is it within your grasp, but you don't recognize it? If traditional Christianity hasn't helped you find the answer to your spiritual thirst, maybe it's because you have not been taught the real teachings of Jesus Christ. You may have been taught some Bible stories, but not what they mean to your life personally today. The answers to your spiritual longing are contained in the life of Jesus Christ and what he taught. Are you willing to take a new look at the teachings of Jesus? If you are a seeker, are you willing to take the challenge that maybe what you think about Jesus Christ isn't the real story? You know, in the Sermon on the Mount recorded in Matthew 5, 6, and 7, Jesus gives us the starting point in understanding his teachings. Now, here on Beyond Today, we've been going through a series on the Beatitudes. The Beatitudes are the fundamental teachings of Jesus concerning our attitudes or approaches to life that help us experience perfect happiness. These attitudes comprise the opening statements of the Sermon on the Mount. So let's look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 6. Here Jesus says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." In the Beatitudes, Jesus lists ways of thinking, ways of feeling that lead to a blessed life. Now, remember what he just says here. He says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness." Hungering and thirsting, these are descriptions of intense need and longing. You know, my son and I were, when he was a teenager, we were hiking in the desert in Big Bend National Park. And the trail brought us to the camp store. Now, it was so hot in the desert that the campgrounds were empty. So we stumbled into the store where for a handful of quarters, we were able to take a shower, the first we had taken in a number of days, and get something cold to drink, which was incredibly refreshing compared to the tepid canteen water we'd been drinking. But you know, I'll never forget the absolute giddiness we experienced when we felt washed, our thirst was quenched, and we were sitting on that porch eating some cold, sweet ice cream. Now, this was physical hunger and thirst. But have you ever experienced that kind of spiritual longing, that kind of spiritual thirst, like you've been lost in a desert? Are you longing for a spiritual cleansing, and a generous drink of spiritual water. Jesus said that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. You want to be spiritually filled. You long for a mystical spiritual feeling. But notice, now notice something. Jesus doesn't say that people are filled who thirst for a mystical, mysterious spiritual feeling. He says those who are filled thirst for righteousness. He's very specific. Now, what does Jesus mean by righteousness? Before we answer that question, I want to tell you about a booklet that can help you discover the real Jesus and what he taught. Now listen, I will not sell you this book. On Beyond Today, we will not sell you this booklet. We will give it to you. This will become a vital part of your spiritual life, and it is yours for the asking, with no charge or obligation whatsoever. Now you say, why would you do this? I mean, I understand the question. Why should I trust this person? Why would he do this? Let me explain. Sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ comes down to one spiritually thirsty human being telling another spiritually thirsty human being where to find spiritual water. I found the spiritual water, and I want to share it with you. The Road to Eternal Life, this booklet, will help you understand how to respond to what God is offering to you. In this booklet, you will find how to take those first steps of repentance, which we're going to talk about in just a few minutes. What the Bible teaches about water baptism and why Jesus commanded his followers to be baptized, and how you can experience the remarkable freedom from guilt because God is offering you forgiveness of sin, and how the bondage of addictions and destructive behavior can be broken in your life forever. Go online to beyondtoday.tv and read or order your free copy of this free booklet, The Road to Eternal Life. Or call. Now write this number down, because you want to remember it. You want to call. It's toll free. It won't cost you anything. The number is 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go online to beyondtoday.tv. You know, it really is free. And I would love to send you a copy of this booklet. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." What does Jesus mean by righteousness? You know, Jesus uses righteousness in the context of being right or being in a right relationship with God. It's only through God's grace or favor that anyone has the right to come into his presence. When God initiates a relationship with you, he does so because of his love and his mercy. But still, you have to hear that spiritual call, and you have to agree to the relationship. You know, you just can't wait. And this is what we do many times, let's face it. We wait until we have a serious need for help, and then we knock on God's door and demand an audience. It doesn't work that way. So how are you to respond to God's invitation to have a relationship with him? Because, you know, that's what you're feeling. You're feeling that hunger, that thirst, is a need to have a relationship with your Creator. Hundreds of people came to Jesus' cousin, John the Baptist, who was preaching that people needed to repent and be baptized. This wasn't a new concept in first century Judaism. Their religious customs involved washing rituals that symbolized the human need to have their bad deeds washed away. Repentance, which he talked about, means change. Changing the way you think, changing the way you act. It means choosing to change the purpose of your life. And I really stress choosing. It means to choose to change your direction of behavior so that you're living the way God created, not the way you want to live, but the way God created for you to live. Now, Jesus came to John the Baptist to be baptized. Of course, John, knowing who he really is, the Son of God, John tried to prevent Jesus by claiming that, of course, he needed to be baptized by Jesus. Now, listen to what Jesus said, how Christ responded to John the Baptist. He said that they must do this. John must baptize him so that he could, now listen to this, quote, fulfill all righteousness. Jesus is making a very important statement here. In his life, we find examples of righteousness in action. So if you want that spiritual part of your being to be filled, we have to know, because we have to hunger after righteousness. We have to know. And Jesus not only taught it, he gave us an example. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said that if you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you will be filled. So what actions do you begin to take so that you can be filled? Not long after the death of Jesus and his resurrection, Peter, who was one of the men that Christ had selected to carry on his work, explained to a large crowd who Jesus really was and the reason for his crucifixion. Now, the people who heard Peter, became acutely aware of their spiritual thirst. That's what's important. They listened to what he said. They listened to the sermon. And that message led them to become acutely aware of that spiritual thirst. And they said, what shall we do? Are you becoming acutely aware of your spiritual thirst and realize that Jesus Christ is the messenger who can lead you to God? If this is happening in your life, then that's the question you should ask. The same question. What should I do? This is the same question the Apostle Paul asked when he was faced with who Jesus Christ really is and his message. He said, Lord, what do you want me to do? And this is the question every person who comes to God and truly responds to God eventually asks. We go back to when Peter gave the sermon and those people responded. Peter replied to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So here's what you must do when you say, I have spiritual thirst. What must I do to have that spiritual thirst quenched? First, you must recognize your need to repent. If you acutely feel the need to change your life and accept that change, it begins with your choices and your actions. You must accept that you need to change. That's the first step. And your repentance is more than just feeling sorry for what you've done wrong. Repentance is a commitment to stop your behavior that is against the way God created life to be lived. It is to turn around and go the other way, God's way. Repentance is recognizing that you were made in the image of God, but you are a battered, corrupt image of the Creator who needs God's forgiveness. You must acknowledge your wrong decisions and actions because they have separated you from God, and that's the thirst. That's the hunger. That's what you're seeking for. You need to see that because of your wrong actions and thoughts, you're no longer able to fulfill your created purpose. Your wrong decisions and actions are destroying you. They're destroying you spiritually. They're destroying you mentally. They're destroying you emotionally. That's what you feel. That's what you're seeking. And I don't say this to be cruel. This is the gospel of your salvation. Jesus the Christ left his heavenly home and came to this earth as a human being. He lived a sinless life. He was brutally murdered and died a horrible death. Why? He did this as a substitute for your sins. Not just everybody else's sins, but your sins. See, it doesn't matter how despicable you are. It doesn't matter where you are in life. Jesus Christ died for you. That longing, that thirst can be quenched. God your Father and Jesus Christ your Savior have chosen that sacrificial event as a way of showing you, love and righteousness in action. Now God expects an action from you. Now, this basic truth lies at the core of your spiritual longing. It is why you need to get on your knees and ask God to help you repent and forgive you of your sins. So many thousands of years ago, King David captures this deep longing for a relationship with God in Psalm 42. See if this sounds familiar to a way that you feel. He writes, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Is that what you experience? Do you experience this kind of spiritual thirst? That thirst is based on your need for God's forgiveness and restoration into a relationship with Him. And that's the first step you have to take. Now, the second action you need to take is to be baptized. Baptism means immersion. The early followers of Jesus followed the practice of being totally immersed in water to symbolize God's washing away of their sins. Just like when my son and I came out of the desert, we needed a washing. You know, by following Christ's example and command to be baptized, we accept God's forgiveness of our wrong decisions and actions through the sacrificial blood of Jesus Christ. And you actually receive forgiveness. Remember what Peter said, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You know, to develop a lifelong relationship with God, you need a change of mind, a new way of thinking, a change of heart. If you don't feel that, a need for that, you're not going to have it. You need a new way of being motivated. That's motivating force, that desire is where you start. Now, the reason you are a spiritual seeker, experiencing spiritual thirst, having a spiritual longing, is because you are, now listen to this, because you'll know it's true. It's because you're spiritually incomplete. The Holy Spirit completes your mind and renews it. You will begin to be fulfilled, and you will begin to fulfill your original purpose. Your original purpose is to be a child of the living God. Now, if I asked you as a spiritual seeker to make a list of what you're really looking for in life, what would it look like? What would your list look like? Would it sound something like, I want a life of love, joy, peace? Long-suffering, you know, the ability to suffer with others, kindness. I want to be a good person. I want to be faithful. I want to be gentle. I want to have self-control. Does that sound like what you're seeking? Because this is a biblical list of the fruits of the Spirit of God. And you can't achieve this spiritual mindset on your own power. You just can't do it. I can't do it. To begin the process of spiritual fulfillment, you must receive a new spirit. You must receive the Spirit of the Almighty God into your mind. You know, this list of spiritual fruits, it's actually what God wants to produce in your life. Receiving God's Spirit doesn't mean that all of your spiritual thirst and longing is immediately quenched. These steps of repentance, baptism, and receiving the Holy Spirit are only the beginning of a journey on the road to eternal life. As human beings, we're still faced with the process of being changed from the inside out, because salvation isn't a singular event in your life. Salvation is the lifelong process of God recreating your mind, your heart, your emotions, so that you are molded into your original purpose. And your original purpose is to be a child and live for eternity in the kingdom of God. True Christianity is more than a set of beliefs or simply professing Christ. True Christianity is about being lost and dying in a desert and someone giving you life-giving water. Do you want to drink life-giving water? Do you understand what I'm saying? Then get on your knees and ask God to quench your spiritual thirst. Ask God to forgive you of your sins and open your mind to real repentance. You know, don't just read the Beatitudes, live them. Christianity has plenty of believers. What Jesus wants is committed disciples. He wants people. He wants you, if you're willing to be right with God and live by His code of righteousness. If you want to know more about this, stick around, because in the next segment, we're going to talk about practical ways to seek righteousness. So don't go away.
How many roads lead to salvation? Can you earn it by living well and doing good? Or do you need only to call on Jesus' name? Jesus said many would come along who wear the Christian badge, who preach in His name, who accomplish great wonders in His name, but who are not on a road to eternal life. In the end, Christ can only tell them, "I never knew you." Salvation is not a paycheck you earn or a password you say. These roads are man-made, and you can't build your own road to God. He built one to you. Open your Bible and discover the process of repentance, baptism, forgiveness, and transformation God has designed to bring you to Him. For help finding biblical answers, read our study guide, The Road to Eternal Life, at beyondtoday.tv or request a free copy by calling 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. There are many roads, but Christ prepared one for you. Make it yours.
Does God really exist? Scientists now say you can prove it. What's the best way to rear your children for success? Questions need positive answers to the world's greatest issues and your personal ones as well. That's what you'll get when you get your free subscription to the Good News magazine. Call toll-free 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Or go to beyondtoday.tv for your free subscription. You'll be glad you did.
And to help you with your spiritual search, we would like to send you a free one-year subscription to the Good News magazine. This magazine will really help you to be able to discover what your Creator has for you in your life, your purpose for your life, and where He wants you to go. You know, we've been talking about Jesus teaching that those who hunger and thirst after righteousness will be filled. And to discuss this further, we're joined by Beyond Today host Steve Myers and Darris McNeely. You know, many people describe themselves as spiritual seekers. How does a person who is looking for that spiritual fulfillment, how do they find that?
Part of the solution is that you've got to keep knocking. You've got to keep looking. And as you begin to find answers, you've got to respond to those answers. And that means you've got to be looking in the right places. You can't be looking to the around. You can't be looking for answers in this world, not from a spiritual void, but you've got to look opposite of the physical perspective, but look for a spiritual perspective, the spiritual answers. Realize, I've got a need for God, and God is the only one that can fill this emptiness. And it's got to start there.
I think, Gary, it begins with a person really emulating exactly what you described, those people in the sermon that Peter gave in Acts chapter 2, where they were convicted of the fact that they had been responsible for the death of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. And they asked the question, what shall we do? And there's something that has to be done. There has to be action involved in becoming a spiritually filled and filling up this well of spirituality that is an inherent need that we all have. It seems as if we are hardwired for a spiritual life, and we need something that is missing in beyond the physical. And when we recognize that we've got to begin to do something, we are beginning to get the stirrings, the first movement toward filling that need.
We actually have a need to have a relationship with our Creator, which brings us to an interesting question. If we are designed to have a relationship with our Creator, what does He want from us?
Well, I think if we're seekers, which those that are tuning in right now, they're looking for something. Jesus Christ, Matthew 7:7, He said to seek and to knock, and He promised that you would find. And I think if we're going to take that journey, we're going to make that step, when you find it, that means you've got to begin doing it. So as we learn spiritual understanding, as we come to that understanding, that means we have to do something about it. We can't just say, oh, I have this knowledge, I have this understanding, and not react to it. So in that sense, when we're seeking, that means we're asking, or we're praying to God. We're asking Him to open our minds to His truth. And as we discover that truth and we begin to understand it, that means we've got to do that truth. Not to just say, I know it, but I'm not going to respond to
God
it.
God wants us to seek Him, then.
He does. He wants us to seek Him, and this doing, this praying, this repenting that we're talking about really comes down to a word of worship. It is worshiping God. God wants to be worshiped.
When you describe it as a journey, I think that's a good metaphor, because there's a step-by-step progression in this. We're going somewhere. It's not that we've arrived. I think that we continue to grow in that relationship. And so we continue to respond. We have deeper understanding of what God wants for our lives and what we need to do to respond to the things that He wants.
The booklet that you're offering today is The Road to Eternal Life,
right,
which it describes this process of traveling. The biblical term or the religious word that we would use is a pilgrimage. Mm-hmm. And it really is speaking of a lifelong journey. When you begin down that road of eternal life, you're beginning down a road that is going to require us to travel until the very last breath that we draw. And it is for life.
And the road may not go the way we want it to go.
There are going to be
twists
and turns.
Yeah, absolutely.
Twists and turns and ups and downs, hills and valleys. But it is a lifelong commitment. The Bible talks about setting your hand to the plow, not looking back. The road to eternal life is a fulfilling road. It is one that is full of seeking, learning, understanding, and revelation about God and His purpose. But once we get to well down that road, we'll find that we are beginning to fill up that need that we have, and answers are there, understanding is there, and it takes us closer to God.
So we're back to what Peter talked about, understanding your need, repenting, being baptized, and receiving God's Holy Spirit. How does God's Holy Spirit help us change?
That's a big question. Yeah. We need God's Spirit. We need His Spirit in order to change and become spiritually oriented. You know, we're going to see everything from a physical perspective in so many ways without utilizing His Spirit. So we need God's Spirit, and it will open up everything for us. It'll help us to have a deep spiritual understanding. It will help us to see things and begin to put those things into practice in our life. And so we can become more compassionate. We can become kind. We can become gentle. We can put on those Christ-like characteristics that we're supposed to as we utilize God's Spirit.
And we can't do that on our own. It's we have to have another Spirit.
Not in a spiritual sense. There's a certain human level.
Sure. Right. Man is incomplete.
Right.
The Bible talks about the Spirit joining to our spirit. The Bible describes God's Spirit as being that of a power of love and of a sound mind. But the Holy Spirit is a power. Once you get locked into that concept and recognize the truth of what the Spirit of God is, that it is a power that God gives to us, and it is how God lives His life within us, then we begin to understand how changes can be made as we rely on God and His power. Just like we rely, Gary, on that daily bread, mm-hmm. that daily water that we must have to sustain our life physically, we then recognize we've got to have the power of God through His Holy Spirit in us, performing those actions that lead us to eternal life.
I think what you said, Steve, is very important. We can only do that on our own to a certain extent, and people think that's all there is. There is more. And we're going to talk about more right after this.
How many roads actually lead to eternal life? Which one did God build? Open your Bible and discover the process of repentance, baptism, forgiveness, and transformation God has designed to bring you to Him. For help finding biblical answers, read our study guide, The Road to Eternal Life, at beyondtoday.tv or request a free copy by calling 1-888-886-8632. That's 1-888-886-8632. Christ prepared one road for you. Make it yours.
You were designed to have a personal relationship with your Creator. Take time out from the daily grind and seeking of pleasure, and you will recognize the spiritual thirst within you. Jesus said, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." Are you ready to discover the real teachings of Jesus Christ? Christianity isn't a give your heart to the Lord moment in time. It's a journey through the spiritual desert that leads to the quenching of your spiritual thirst. It is a journey of righteous living. It is a journey to the kingdom of God as a child of God. I urge you to start your spiritual journey right now. For Beyond Today, I'm Gary Petty, and thanks for watching.
For the free literature offered on today's program, go online to beyondtoday.tv. Please join us again next week on Beyond Today.